sees you across the room in that long red dress, which kisses the floor as you walk, and jumps up, feeling he should offer you some of the respect which you deserve. Staring into your face, he almost falls to the floor because of your divine beauty, which causes him to shudder and go weak at the knees. Composing himself, he takes one baby step. Then, with a burst of courage, several larger steps until he is close enough to smell your perfume. He then almost falls again because of the different emotions which you're sending through his body, feeling something turn slightly hard from the sheer thought of being with you, alone. He takes one more step, close enough now to stare into your eyes, the eyes which are a window into your soul. His eyes flutter slightly down to your lips, where the seductive smile has not moved. Another step, and he is close enough to taste your breath. The breath which tastes like strawberries mixed with cream on a hot summer's day. Another step, and he can almost feel your lips against his as his feet come to a stop, unable to go any further without giving way. His left hand reaches out for your right, and his right for your left. He interlocks your fingers with his eyes drifting back up to your eyes, feeling himself become hypnotized by your spell. He slowly leans forward, grasping your lips as he raises your arms around his neck, relaxing your hands to grasp you around the waist and pull you forward slowly towards him as his lips brush yours. Electricity passes through him from the touch, stimulating previously mentioned parts which almost rise, making any thought which he might have stupidly held in his brain instantly leave, to be replaced by the thought of just knowing you exist, because that thought alone would be enough to make him happy for the rest of his life. He leans forward that last millimeter to softly kiss your lips, at first just kissing them, nothing more, before he gains the courage to gently part your lips with his tongue, which erotically meets yours, and slowly he begins to wrap his tongue around yours, ensuring that our lips never fall apart, and that his eyes remain firmly closed, which in itself is such a chore, because it means he cannot watch your great beauty. After a few minutes, he slowly pulls away, sighing in pleasure, ignoring the bulge way below his head, as his eyes slowly open in disbelief, the disbelief that any human alive could make him feel so good from just one kiss.